This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly. To USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. The call-in number, if you'd like to chat with us, is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen 24/7, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Brad, thank you so much for engineering the broadcast and doing an outstanding job. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli, and I want to thank you yesterday for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. I appreciate that.
my pleasure, and thank you for being with me and our class. Rich, I wrote a prayer just like normally. I've never done this before. I've never written a prayer, but I decided that I would write one. I don't know what came over me, but I was chatting with Brad, and he was telling me that he was raised, you know, as a devout Christian. I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church, of which I no longer feel a need to be there every week. As a matter of fact, I haven't been there in over a decade, actually more than that. And I believe God is everywhere, and I can talk to God without a broker or a salesman or an agent. I can talk to my God 24/7 whenever I feel like it, on the tractor, in my vehicle, whatever. And I just decided that I would write this prayer, and I'd like to have your comment if you wouldn't mind. Here's the prayer. It's very simple. Lord, please consider blessing us with clarity of thought, the desire to ferret out the truth, and the determination to act with honesty and integrity in all that we do. That's it. Any comments?
Oh, okay. I was waiting for you to ask me. I didn't know if you were done.
Oh, yeah. No. No, Rich,
have you ever heard me say I don't have a comment?
I can remember.
Sometimes I'll say I don't have enough research and validity to delve into this subject and with entirety and give 100% clarification, because I don't. No one knows everything. So I have no problem saying I don't know, but I could always give a, you know, my two cents, if you will. And we've talked about this privately as far as Christianity and religion a few times, and I'll go into my comment right now, and that is, I give a little prayer every night. I tell God to forgive my sins, which he pretty much starts laughing at that point because I have so many, and I tell him to show me that he's real. And I've had this conversation from an intellectual conversation with a lot of folks about religion. And, you know, I've had business with a lot of people who are Christians, and they say, trust me. And they're often the first people to financially screw you. I've seen the divorce rate being, depending on what you read, between 70% and 75%, and there's no difference between Christianity and the main populace. Excuse me. I've seen on television and not just in Hollywood, but in the Christian community, wives saying, this is my starter marriage. I've been hearing this for 20, 30 years. And the guys in the background saying, oh, my God, I gave you my word of honor till death does us part. And then he gets kicked out of the house. You know, she gets the kids. She gets the house, and he gets all the bills, and she gets the pension and retirement. It's a joke. And then I see a lot of people who are super-duper Christians who kind of stick together. Not that I'm saying they feel high and mighty, but they don't want to forgive other people for their indiscretions either. I see churches becoming 501c3 churches and care more about the amount of people there and running it like a corporation and the money end of it. I see politically correct versions of the Bible. I look at, you mentioned Catholicism. Holy smokes. Look at all the priests in Italy that had male escorts. Look at all the especially little boys and sometimes little girls being raped by these people, not just priests, but cardinals as well. And this stuff is coming out to the public. I see abortions and people selling baby body parts to the highest bidder and putting them on a chopping block while they're alive and cutting their body parts out. I see Christians around the world being persecuted and killed, and Christians here basically doing nothing or saying nothing because they don't want to get involved. I mean, I can go on and on and on. This is why I hate the word hypocrisy and double standards. Why don't we have practice what you preach laws? This is one of the reasons I do these shows, folks, because not only do I live outside the box by living off-grid, but I want to give ideas and thoughts and ideas and solutions and suggestions and advice for living and thinking outside the box, because this whole system is so corrupt, and it protects the elite. It protects the people who don't even work and never earned a dime in their life. All they do is take, 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 and then when they have their plans of actions fail, the little people have to bail them out because they're too big to fail and too big to jail. So we need outside-the-box thinking, but what we really need is the silent majority to speak up. We're all imperfect sinners. That's what makes us human. But we are not getting better. We're regressing. And what we have to do is, the first thing is stand for principle. And I'm going to try to give myself a pledge to define those three criteria very quickly every show I'm on. First is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're from, then you get to do it too. And then that's when practice what you preach laws come in, because the people are going to say enough is enough. And these are the ideas and solutions that have to be implemented. See, this is why the powers that be are surveilling and censoring us. There was an article I read, I think it was on Drudge this morning, about how George Soros was caught basically going with the big tech companies to censor and surveil not just the American people, but all the people in the West. See, this is nothing to do with equality, fairness, tolerance, all these politically correct buzzwords. I love accountability, democracy, humanity, diversity, tolerance, prosperity. All these words mean nothing. They've been hijacked by definition to use as weaponized tools to divide the American people and lower the bars of standards and expectations, especially for getting a job and keeping a job. These are recipes for a divide-and-conquer strategy. It foments hate, insults, degradation, and disrespect and does everything but create synergy. And I feel if people read up, researched up, spoke up, and voted up, we still have the ability to change this corrupt system for the benefit of the little people. And that's what we do here on USAPrepares.com. We stick up for the little people. And those of you who are regular listeners know that I always talk about sticking up for the bottom 93% of income earners, because these are the biggest group that has been used, that's been played. And we are allowing the powers that be to divide and conquer us based on what group we're in. Skin pigmentation, gender, race, religion, ideology, generation. I mean, you can't go to the mainstream media without seeing race baiting, sex baiting, religion baiting, ideology baiting. It's unbelievable, the group identity politics that they use. Now, people are waking up to this, but I'll tell you right now, we can change things together as a society if everybody stuck up for the little people, practiced what we preached, didn't try to be angels, follow the three criteria standing for principle, and then let's actually create practice with your preach laws. Let's create self-sufficiency preparedness schools. Let's talk about QE for the people. You know, the people who bailed out all the banks and insurance companies and everybody else, the too big to fails, too big to jails. We can make a difference if we all have the same voice. But don't let the powers that be divide us by all these different segments. We have to stick up together as the little people. Vince?
Yeah, I've got a couple comments. I don't think I'm going to be able to make both of them in the time that we have left in this segment, but let me try making one. You're talking about the church. And I got to tell you that when I look at the news and I see these articles about these priests and monks and religious men acting as predators in the past, I look for the names of some of my teachers. I really do. I go, I wonder if HB is on that list. HB was, you know, who do you have for history? I was taught by the Jesuits class, and you know, who do you have for history? Well, HB. Well, HB was the name that we used for Brother William. Brother William, HB. HB was code for Homo Bill. It really was. So I keep looking to see if any of the teachers that I had in high school made the list. And I've got another comment when we come back about group identity politics and what I did.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so this could be our last day on the air based on what I'm going to say next. So, in 1971, I graduated a Roman Catholic Jesuit-taught high school, and my grades are fine. I was not the valedictorian, but my grades are fine. And it was a college preparatory high school. So the idea was we're training the young men who attended, and it was only men who attended this school, to go to college. And I graduated, and I applied to the same university that my dad graduated from. And it was a teaching college, where you actually studied to become a teacher. And that's what I thought I wanted to do. So I had a letter of recommendation from one of my dad's buddies who visited the house a lot. He was the chair of the history department, and he wrote a letter of recommendation. My grades were fine. I went to a pretty good school. And my admission was not accepted. I was declined. I thought, wow, it's unbelievable. So I applied, to another school. A school that had a much higher ranking, a top 40 university in the United States, and I was accepted. Isn't that interesting? So I wasn't accepted in a smaller university, but I was accepted in a large university. And it kind of surprised me. And that summer I was pumping gas at a local gas station, And I was an air conditioning technician, so I got to meet a lot of people who'd come in and have me fix their air conditioning systems. And a lot more people came in and I pumped gas. And that was the days of the service station, where you could have your car serviced as well as get fuel for it. And this young man pulled in for gasoline, and I pumped his gas. And I looked in the back at the university sticker on his back window, and it was the same university that I had been rejected from. And so I asked him, how he did on the exam. He said, "What exam?" "Well, the Scholastic Aptitude Test, how'd you do?" "Well, he didn't have to take it. He didn't have to do anything to get admission to this particular university that I was not admitted to." I was kind of surprised. And he didn't speak exactly the same way that I did. He didn't seem to know some of the things that I knew. And I was quite surprised. This young man was black. And nothing against blacks. These are just the facts. This is just what happened. So he was in, I was out. So I went to this other university, and it was just fine. It was great. Graduated and decided to go for my master's degree. So in the years of 1976 to 1978, actually I only did 18 months. I went for my master's full-time at night. I did a five-year master's degree in 18 months. And every class that I attended in my master's degree, I was given one of these postcard-sized, heavy stock paper, and it asked us, and I don't remember the exact title of this postcard, but it was a census of what race you were. And you could say that you were black. You could say that you were an Asian/Island Pacificer. You could be an Alaskan native, and you could be of Spanish descent, and then you could be other. There was no selection for white, not one. Rich, have you ever seen these cards?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So this gets back to exactly what you were talking about with, if they can do it, you can do it. Okay. If you see somebody in a protectionist group that is that is getting bonuses, credits, and things that, for just being who they are, and you don't, well, you can do what they did. Well, I thought, okay, so I'm going to circle black in every one of these cards. And the reason was exactly what you said. I was discriminated against for not being black. And I decided that I would just put black on all these cards. So this may be our last day.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down 6 websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giant saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its board board of directors. That institute's president is blaming the attack on Russians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin himself. At a candlelight vigil in Colorado, the father of a murdered pregnant mother of two says,
"Keep the prayers coming for our family."
Suspect Chris Watts now claims to police he killed Shannon Watts after she killed their two young daughters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So, it may appear that I'm picking on blacks. I'm not doing that at all. Let me tell you the rest of the story. So, Mrs. Benelli is a degreed mathematician. She has her master's in business administration, an MBA. And she was a teacher, and she was a programmer. She programmed in COBOL, Fortran, RPG, and assembler languages. She was contacted by a headhunter back in the 1970s to work for a Fortune 100 company. She was already working for a Fortune 100 company, but she was offered a job by another Fortune 100 company because this headhunter found her. And she was hired to lead a programming group for a missile company. They launched missiles in space. And we found out later why. Because she's a female. Now, there were plenty of guys that could do the job, but there were very few gals that could do the job. Now, it's not that they gave her extra points because of what she knew, because the guys were as good as she was. But they were guys. So they actively found her because she wasn't a guy. Just like that she got extra points. We didn't know that at the time. We found out years later that's what happened. Just like that guy that got a seat at the university, at a teaching school, because he was a different color. And they needed more of his color and less of other colors. So it's absolutely true. What you've been saying is absolutely positively true. And Mrs. Finelli and I experienced it firsthand. Now, so I'm talking about like 1976, 77, 78. We're talking 42 years ago that we saw this. And 40 years ago, I decided that it wasn't fair. And I would just put that I was a different race from what I was because it wasn't fair. You know, I worked hard to learn the things that I learned. And it bothered me. It bothered me that people were getting advantages unearned. It's kind of like, you know, being in high school today, everybody gets a trophy. All you with a heartbeat, how many of you guys have a heartbeat? How many of you gals have a heartbeat? All right, good. Come on over. Here's your trophy. Am I wrong?
All right. You've unleashed me. I'm
are you saying I hit...
I'm going to call...
Did I hit
all
one?
Right. Okay, well, I need air time now, Vince, to mention some things that I haven't talked about in a little while. And that is my high jumper analogy and my NFL analogy in the book, which I know you enjoy. So I'm going to start with my high jumper analogy. What this is, folks, is just something that I made up off the cuff. It's a hypothetical situation. But let's say I was an employer, and I had a company that hired high jumpers. And my job was to hire these high jumpers who could jump the highest without tipping over the bar or lowering the bar, because that was the industry I was in. It's like a gidget industry. It's like a it's a hypothetical situation, so work with me here. So here I am as an employer, and I have an opportunity, I have an opening for a new high jumper. Well, what I'm going to do, or what was done years ago, is I would put the bar at 6 feet high. Now, let's say there was 500 applications. Okay, I take my 500 applicants, and I say, here's your first interview. Clear the bar at 6 feet. Well, out of 500, only 1% could do that. So my second interview for the next five people is based on other criteria. What is your diet like? How do you keep your weight down? What's your workout regimen like? How often do you do this and do that in reference to making your job better? Do you show up on time? Do you use objective facts in creating a workout regimen that's best for you in lieu of subjective emotional opinion in reference to just hearing what other people say that might not be common sense or logic? In other words, all my questioning for the second interview is based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, and one example I just gave is showing up to your job on time and meetings on time, things, you know, criteria of that nature. I would pick very quickly the best high jumper back in the day based on interviews and criteria, as I just mentioned. Well, today, it's totally different. Now, instead of having the bar at 6 feet for the first interview, I got to have the bar at 6 inches because it might hurt somebody's feelings. So instead of with the 500 applicants I get, 99% of the people pass. So I'm interviewing 495 people, not with the questions that I was mentioning earlier back in the day, so to speak, but today my questions are based on mostly the interview process is based on the application. What is somebody's skin pigmentation shade? What is their gender? Now, that's a very confusing question because Mayor de Blasio in New York City says there's 51 genders. What is your sex or sexual orientation, religion, ideology? Do you have the ability to disrupt and distract and divide the people at work? Are you, or do you have the ability to sway public opinion? Or do you have the ability to lower the bars of standards and expectations? Because hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter. So we're just all going through the motions. And what happens? What happens? We destroy America from within because we're rewarding mediocrity at its best. We've turned into the country of the law of diminishing returns. So opportunity, ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge, everything that made us great, including our heritage, traditions, and culture, has now been thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater. So all these opportunities and productivity and ingenuity and innovation is only available for the elite few. And while everybody is creating chaos and infighting between what skin pigmentation, gender, race, religion, ideology, et cetera, we're doing, the elite criminals get to pocket more money. They get to do things like stock buybacks. They get to do quantitative easing where 95% of the money goes to the top 1 to 7%. The great, 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 great majority of that money goes to the top 1 to 2%. They get to take their companies out of the country. They don't have to worry about the pension obligations or the debt obligations because now they're globalists and they've got houses and bomb shelters and everything else all over the world. So they don't even care about being an American. And that's what we have in a nutshell. That's what we have. Basically, we have taken every group, these elite people have taken every group, insulted their work ethic, ability, and intelligence. They have degraded them and disrespected them for a divide-and-conquer strategy to create chaos and infighting. Now, I'm going to mention my NFL analogy. I'm going to kind of paraphrase it or read it pretty quick out of the book. I don't care if you buy the book, folks. It's, you know, it's a five-year-old book. I have people who have ordered the book. They words have been rearranged, paragraphs have been deleted. I got books coming back to me where the introductory chapter, the first chapter, and the second chapter has been totally deleted. Can you imagine if you buy it electronic? Who knows what the heck you're getting? You know, this is the censorship surveillance state that we live in because the powers that be don't want synergy, and they don't want us, the people, waking up. They want you to be debt slaves for the rest of your life. So here's my NFL analogy in the book. Okay, so basically there's two teams. We're going to call one the Montana Average Joes. They only have average skills, but they work well together because they try hard and practice long hours. Remember, hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification. Let's say they're all middle-class, white male, heterosexuals with a Christian name. Let's say they never got a job, a college education, a house, or a down payment for a home from their daddy or their government. Let's say they all earned what little they had. Now let's call their opponents the San Francisco Excuses just for the fun of it. Let's say this team was made up of people of different backgrounds and all qualify for victim group status. In other words, they had a certain skin pigmentation, sexual orientation, or were female. Now let's say they got together with the referees before the game and they said they were given protectionist status by our government. Some called their attorneys and sued more often than the Montana average Joes. Some sued just when other players from around the league told a joke. Some sued because the average Joes got an earlier promotion or a higher paycheck, even though the average Joes were more qualified and produced better results. I can throw in thousands of examples, but you get the point. The football game then begins. Kickoffs are canceled. The ref says that the San Francisco excuses gain immediate advantage because of their coveted status. The excuses, as per the referees, have only 50 yards for a touchdown to run, while the Montana average Joes have to run 100 yards for a touchdown. The game continues, and despite the handicap, the average Joe lose by only 3 points. And my question to you is, I'm going to mention these questions after the break, but I really want you to pay attention to what this has done to our country regarding the context of the questions I'm going to deliver after the break. Vince?
Rich Eben, offgridmontana.com. This may be our last broadcast, class.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect ourselves. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite.
Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yeah. For now. Yeah. For now. Vin Finelli. And Rich Sheeben. So, Rich, you had a couple questions you were going to ask the class, right? Rhetorical question.
And before I mention the questions, everybody, I want you to think about how the elite has poisoned us against ourselves. Now, I've given many numbers. I talked a lot of economic 101, as you know, and I've given many numbers that prove the middle class demise, savings rate, credit collapsing, debt. I mean, I've talked about all this stuff till I'm blue in the face, and that's why I talk about ideas and solutions. But we got to talk about why this has happened and how the people are being used, because every narrative, every meme, theme, talking point is sanctioned by the powers that be. There's only five or six companies, and that includes production companies and publishing companies, that control every thought. We are really in a 1984 Twilight Zone episode. So here are the questions regarding this NFL championship football game that I talked about. Question number one, do you respect the San Francisco excuses for the win? Two, do you think this creates synergy with the fans, players, and owners? Three, do you think this makes our country better and stronger regarding work ethic and results? Four, do you think over time that people will continue to respect the game, the players, the rules, and the refs? Five, do you think any individual who plays by special rules, laws, and accountability just because of victim group status will be respected? And lastly, do you think the NFL would prosper or even survive like it has for the last several decades if we had different rules, laws, and accountability for different players and different teams? And this is what makes the NFL popular. Now, I realize it's been losing a lot of popularity, and it should be because of the disrespect for America that some of these players are doing. But what they've done, at least in the past, is they've chosen the best players with the highest qualifications, which puts out the best results. In this case, the results are about scoring, speed, coordination, desire, determination, athletic ability, and winning. Oops, shouldn't have said winning. It's probably politically incorrect these days. My bad. A little tongue-in-cheek there. But going back to the above questions, of course, the answer to all these questions is an obvious no. what has been happening in our country the past 40 years is a major lowering of the standards and the rigging of the game. When you continue to lower the bar to create an illusion of equality, you bring down the quality of life for the whole country. See, as the phenomenon occurs, the value of everything diminishes by the day. And the powers that be continue to lower the bars of standards, not for these politically correct buzzwords that you hear every day, like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, prosperity, inclusiveness, and I love democracy and humanity. They don't even come close to meeting what they are. They're lowering the bars of standards and expectations to create division, which our values gets more clouded. And when you look at what's happening to the middle class, everything, they call it the harmonizing of the economy, but it's ruined the middle class. It's ruined assimilation. It's ruined traditions and culture. It's ruining America. We are allowing the elite to control these narratives, and they're poisoning us against each other because we're not using the right criteria for getting a job. And when you lose value, when you lose appreciation, everything goes south. That includes forgiveness, that includes love, that includes everything. Everything gets destroyed. Vincent?
Well, I was just thinking, we're going to the top of the hour break. I wonder if we're going to be back for the second hour.
Well, this is why we've had millions of soldiers die for our freedoms and liberties. It's called the First Amendment.
Yeah, and you talked about the elite. I really like your term, treasonous class. Treasonous class. That is my favorite expression to describe the elite. Treasonous class. We might be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. We'll find out.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.